Julia Stenson's in for a corridor today. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care is sitting up at Orake Marae as of next month. It's great to have Julia with us from the Commission. She's from Ngāti Whātua, Waikato Tainui. And as of early next month at Orake Marae, Te Whare Tupuna Tumutumu Whenua, there'll be an opportunity for people to air their kōrero, share their kōrero with the inquiry. Julia, thank you for joining us on our program today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on the show. Tell us, how long have you been with the inquiry, Julia?
I started about a year ago, actually, in August 2020.
It's neat to have it at Orake Marae. It's a beautiful whare there, a beautiful whare, but you know, sadly, some pretty harrowing kōrero to be shared. Hoi anō, it's got to see the light, doesn't it? And how important do you sense that it is that we're having it in such a wonderful Māori whare?
Oh, kia ora, it is so important to have it in a space that's safe and culturally appropriate for our Māori survivors. And the Wharenui provides the aroha and ahuri mōi to receive and manaaki the whakapapa, the mana, the tapu of our survivors. That they bring bravely to share their kōrero, absolutely.
Well, I know that the inquiry has been at the whare here in Mangere too, where people of Pacifica backgrounds have shared their kōrero as well. Look, it's really important mahi, but it is taking time, and such an important take deserves that.
Yeah, we're a pop-up shop, so I use that term loosely to say that, you know, we have a limited time to do the inquiries mahi. While it is taking time, at the same time we have to work fairly swiftly. And while we have the public Māori hearing for 2 weeks up at Orake Marae, that's not the only time that or information gathering that we're doing for the Māori investigation. We've been doing that from the start, and it will continue right through till we get our recommendations.
What have you? I know you were an experienced legal eagle there, Julia. I say that kindly too. What have you learnt personally from this experience?
Well, what we're hearing from survivors is the harrowing circumstances of how they came into care and what happened to them, you know, the nature of the hara and the impacts that they've from that abuse that they've suffered. So it's been quite a difficult thing, as you say, to learn, but important so that it stops and doesn't happen again.
Surely some have raised the realities of speaking sort of publicly and openly. We know that there have been more intimate opportunities to share the realities of what some people suffered in care long ago. But the public hearing too has its advantages as well. What would you say of the willingness, the bravery of people to share their whakaaro in a public space?
I tika. Look, it's brave for any survivor to come forward their experiences. It, you know, regardless of whether they do that in a public setting, and we have to acknowledge that of course is much, much harder. But to come forward, what we have found is the average kind of time that people come forward, it can take them 40 years to come forward and talk about it. It's so harrowing. And they can do that, you know, we've been speaking to survivors privately, that some have written to us. But this having a hearing is so important for New Zealand to hear the narrative of from, you know, the 70 years of care that Māori is disproportionately represented in.
Well, the inquiry has taken some time. Are there still people coming out of the woodwork now? I thought most would be aware of the commission's work, but do you sense that there are still who are, you know, waiting, and then all of a sudden they might think, oh, geez, up at a mud eye, maybe I'll be happy to do my kōrero, share my story in a place like Tumu Whenua. Are there still people emerging at this late date?
Yeah, there absolutely are. And look, some people may never come forward, but I would encourage all Māori survivors to get in touch with the Commission, because we really want to hear the experiences. They inform us about the transformational changes that need to occur. We need to hear from survivors, and it's important to hear their voices. So, yeah, they're still coming forward, and we would love to have more come forward so that we can make sure their voices are heard.
Ka pai, Julia. How common is it to have the inquiry at marae? How many marae have you visited so far?
We've been doing quite a few engagements, and they are wānanga are going to ramp up with those engagements going forward. In terms of the hearing, this is the first marae-based hearing. And it is, I mean, what we have to remember is this Royal Commission of Inquiry is the largest in New Zealand's history. So it's vitally important that we, you know, we have the Māori survivors represented in a culturally appropriate space.
It's been nice meeting you. Thanks very much for sharing the kōrero about the opportunity. If you're listening today, it's from Monday the 6th through to Friday the 17th of September. Of course, everyone knows where the marae is up there in Kirimwana Street up on the hill. And it's open so that kōrero can be shared, so that we can collectively learn from that kōrero. Julia Stenson with us today, the Inquiry Commissioner. And it's been nice having you join us on the show, Julia. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ngā mihi. See you. Bye.